This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our teams are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these teams is going to have the chance to take home their very own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Right here we are. A nice audience here in the studio, and hello to you at home. We have teams today to play Starcade, and let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Richard Vincent.
Richard, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Tell me about yourself.
I go to Brunel Junior High. I'm 14 years old. I like to cook with food, and I like to work with wood.
Oh, good. It's better to cook with food and work with wood than work with food and cook with wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who do you have next to you?
My aunt, Laura Short.
What's her favorite video game?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, we better ask her then. What's your name, Laura?
Lori Schlurf.
Lori, what's your favorite game?
Centipede.
Centipede, okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lori.
Well, I live in San Rafael, and I work here in San Francisco at a financial institution. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of various hobbies, and it depends on what day of the week it is, you know, and then I like certain things.
Okay, well, in a lot of cities, it's Saturday. Nice to have you both here. You are?
I'm Sarah Beach, and I'm 15, and I go to Wallenberg Traditional High School.
Nice to meet you, Sarah. A little bit about yourself?
Well, I like sports, and I cook also.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you and Richard get together later and cook together. And you are?
Nikki Beach. I'm Sarah's mother, and I study photography at the Art Institute.
Oh, good. Okay, welcome. Nice to have you both here. As you know, our teams are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Tron. Oh, that would be nice to take home. So if you two teams will shake hands, please. Then head over to the podiums, and while they head over to the podiums, over here, Sarah and Nikki. Oh, you're going to shake hands with each other, okay? Let's have Kevin describe the five games in store for us today.
Jeff, we picked five tough and challenging games today for our two teams. First, it's Major Havoc, a clone on a quest. Next, it's Elevator Action, Ups and Downs, and Jeff's favorite. Then it's Stargate, blasting your way out of a lot of trouble. Joust, flapping and flying, sire. And rock and rope, swinging and running for the bird. Jeff?
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun today. Okay, those are today's five games. And as you know, you both had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours. So let's check in with Kevin, and he'll tell the home audience what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Elevator Action.
Okay, that's the mystery game. They know, and it's up to us to find out, I suppose. I have a question for you. Put your hands on your buzzers. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here we go. One of the tracks in pole position two is A, the Daytona, or B, the Suzuka. Sarah and Nikki.
Suzuka.
Suzuka, right you are. Okay, mom and daughter get the chance to pick the first game. What'll it be?
Major Havoc.
Major Havoc. Okay, we will ask our minor announcer about that.
Eons ago, in a galaxy far away, a small band of scientists created a clone that they named Major Havoc. And they sent him on a mission at the forefront of a band of clones dedicated to rid the galaxy of invader robots holding your people captive. Major Havoc and his band of clones are relentless in their pursuit, as you are about to see.
All right, Major Havoc is the game. You're playing it, are you, Sarah?
Right.
Okay, Sarah's playing the game. I'll give you a couple of hints about it, and you might want to listen too, Rich and Laurie. The longer you hold down the jump button, the higher your spaceman jumps. You got it. After you knock off the invading rocket ships, you got to get in and touch a reactoid and get out again before it blows up. Okay.
All right.
You ready to go? Good luck. Okay, right over here, if you will, please. There you go, Nikki. All right, get ready, get set, play. Here she goes, 50 seconds. That last one. Get him. Look out. Oh, no. Hang in there. Back on the white. 25 seconds. Oops. Get on the ledge. Oh, bumped his head. There you go. 15 seconds. Oh, missed. $1,500 and looks like I can't quite see the score on our monitor, 200, something like that, but we'll add all that up. Looks like $15,200. Head on back. Is that right, $15,200? What you see at home on the score, I don't quite see the same way you do, because our score freezes on the bell and the machine score sometimes keeps going, so that's why I get confused a little bit. All right, Richard and Laurie. Richard, you're playing this?
Yeah.
All right, you saw the trouble that she had with the jump.
Yeah.
All right, you got to pay attention to that. And don't forget you have one shield button when you're in there if you're in trouble. You ready to cheer him on?
You betcha.
All right, Laurie, you get over here, please. Richard, you get set. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here they come. Firing, oops. There you go. Seconds. Good jump. Oh, Richard's got this game. Can he get out? Oops. Watch yourself. I think you made it. $22,200. Well played, Richard. Boy, that was good. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starrcade.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira, featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. Today's grand prize on Starrcade is the video arcade game Tron. Journey with Tron through a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark is your dreaded enemy. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy. Tron, furnished by Funai ESP. And now back to Starrcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Well, Tron will be a wonderful game to take home with you. Let's see, Rich and Laurie and Sarah and Nikki, we're going to check on your scores right here. Are you giving her some last-minute words there, Sarah?
I know what it is.
All right, we'll check on the scores. Rich and Laurie, you have $22,200. Sarah and Nikki have $15,200. About 7,000 points separating you, but there's some high-scoring games up there, and you guys will be able to catch up if you're good. There's still one more game to be played in this round, and then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you're all set, I have another question for you. Here we go. In Holy Moly, how can the player lose points? A, by bopping an empty mole hole, or B, by bopping a mole tail? Rich?
A, by bopping an empty hole.
No, it's by bopping a mole tail. That's how you lose points, and that means Sarah and Nikki, you guys get to play to choose the game again.
Elevator.
You sound like Kevin telling about the mystery game. Speak out loud so I can hear what you're saying. What are we going to play?
Stargate.
Stargate.
Oh,
okay.
No.
We're going to play Stargate. No, what?
Joust.
Okay, are you sure now?
Yes.
You all set?
Yes.
We're going to play Joust. Kevin, tell us about Joust.
Okay, Sarah and Nikki, jousting is not a game. Jousting is a way of life, sire. Ride proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from their mounts. Strike them soundly from the top, then grab up the eggs that fall before they can hatch into more foes. Flap thy wings to avoid danger and enter into the manly sport of jousting. Thy game, sire, is Joust.
That's so chauvinistic. Okay, Nikki and Sarah. Now, Sarah, you want to give your mom any advice here on this game?
No.
Well, Nikki, Joust it is. If you can catch the eggs in the air, you get an extra bonus. I don't know what else to tell you about Joust. I kind of like to hang around the bottom and let them come to me, but you'll have your own way. Why are you laughing?
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to play this.
Oh, I see. Not one of your favorites, I see. All right, you come over here. Nikki, you get ready to play. You recognize the flap button? You know that? Oh, okay. You'll have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Nikki got 900 points. Well, Nick, we'll send you on back. Sarah will go back, too. Here comes Lori and Rich. Okay, move over to your left just a little bit, will you guys? Now, Lori, are you a joust player?
I try harder.
You try harder? Okay, because I know that your whole office is taping this, and they're all going to watch it.
Yes, they are.
So you've got a lot to live up to. Okay, Rich, you cheer her on. She's got 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, you have to hit the one player button. There we go. Hey, all right. Oh, got you. 30 seconds. Lori, that's it, I'm afraid. All during the game, Lori's saying, where am I? Which one am I? Head on back, Lori and Rich. Oh, my. All right, let's add up the scores, and we'll total the scores from both games. Both teams had a chance to play Major Havoc and Joust, which raised Major Havoc with both the ladies. One of you is going to play for a special prize. We'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Rich and Lori, you have 22,850. Sarah and Nikki, 16,100, and that means Rich and Lori. Come on over. All right, Lori here, please, and Rich right next to her, just a little bit towards me. That's it. Okay. Behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have some prizes for you, and Kevin will tell us what they are.
For 3 out of 4 correct answers, we'll help sweeten your video fun with a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffalettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And Rich and Lori, if you get 4 out of 4, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And a beautiful jeweled pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
Okay. Now, Richard and Lori, one of you has to go first, then we'll go in order after that. Who's going to go first?
I guess I will.
You will, Richard, then Lori, then Richard, then Lori. Okay, turn around, please. Face the board. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Kix or Calypso?
Kix.
Kix is right. That's one. Upper left, right-hand corner, Zor or Mission X?
Mission X.
That's right, Lori. Good for you. That's two. In the middle, Black Widow or Nibbler?
Black Widow.
Great, Richard. And finally, in the bottom, Lock and Chase or Treasure Hunt?
Lock and Chase.
Yes, you got all four. Good for you. Terrific. Get the bionic chair and the necklace, and who knows what's going to happen in a few moments. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back at Starcade in just a moment. Welcome back to Starcade. Now, this is round two. This is the big challenge for you. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds left to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and then the top score in all games is going to get a chance to win Tron. So if you guys are ready, I have a last question for you. Hands on buzzers. How many keys on the second screen of Donkey Kong Jr.? A, 8 or B, 6? Rich.
8.
8? No, it is 6. Now we'll watch the conference go on and Sarah and Nikki decide which game they're going to play. Your point's behind. You need a game you can score some points on.
Go ahead.
Okay, elevator action.
Elevator action. Okay, that's the mystery game. So before Kevin tells us about elevator action, he can tell us what prize you won automatically.
You've won Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers, River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision.
Okay. The game is Elevator Action, which used to be my favorite game until Kevin just whipped my tail at it. He's so good at it, so he's certainly the guy to tell you how to play it.
Yeah, Jeff, this game just doesn't stop at your floor anymore. It's Elevator Action and your Agent 17, codename Otto, Master Spy Extraordinaire. Your mission? To penetrate security, locate all the secret documents, and make your escape to a waiting getaway car. Make your way through the building using the elevators or the stairs, find the secret documents behind the red doors, avoid the enemy agents, or immobilize them with a karate kick, or if you must, eliminate them. We must have all the secret documents. It's up to you now, Agent 17, in Elevator Action.
Elevator Action, the red doors score 500 points if you go in them. They'll find your first red door about on the 18th floor going down. As you go down, if you karate kick the enemy agents, you get 150 points. If you shoot them, you only get 100 points. If you should shoot out the lights, you get extra points for shooting people while it's dark. But you'll see all of that as you go down. Are you ready to play Elevator Action?
Not really, but I suppose I am.
Oh, you'll love this game. It's a lot of fun. Here you go, Nikki. Get set, Sarah. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Another guy coming up, 30 seconds. Where do you want to go down? Whoa, now you missed the boat there. Oh, you got two. Now get in the elevator. No, you missed it again. Well, you started off in the 30th floor, and that's where you ended up. Okay, Sarah, head on back with Nikki. And here comes Richard Laurie. Oh, now, by taking that position, Richard, you mean Laurie's going to play this game?
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice of you. Laurie, how do you feel about elevator action?
Better than Joust.
Better than Joust. Okay. Well, you have to, if you can get down to the 18th floor and get in a red door, you get extra points. And you heard the other stuff that I told Nikki and Sarah, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, you'll have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, here we go. You're just going to avoid everybody, all right? You jump right in the door. 25 seconds. Oh, missed the elevator. Oh, you got it. 15 seconds. Oh, missed it again. Oh, you got him. I have a question, Laurie. How much better than Joust do you like elevator action? 350 points. Go on back. I think you kept your lead, though. Oh, my. The game was elevator action. Well, we're going to add up all the scores now. The top scorer is going to get a chance to go for Tron. Rich and Laura, you have a grand total of 23,050. Sarah and Nikki, you have 17,050. You caught up a little bit, but not enough. But it's really been delightful meeting you, Nikki. Yes. And Sarah, and of course, you have the prize from the Mystery Games. I hope you had a good time here.
Yes.
All right, you've learned a few things too, Nikki,
yes.
Right? All right. And Rich and Laura, you're our winners for the day, so we have a special prize for you. Kevin?
It's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
In just a second, Rich and Laurie are going to go and see if they can win their own Tron, and I'll bet you anything that Laurie doesn't play this one. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Rich and Laurie, now is a chance for you to win your own arcade game. As you know, today it's Tron. Still two games left unplayed, Rock and Rope and Stargate. And during the commercial, we told you that if you picked Rock and Rope, you'd have to score at least 1,870 points. If you picked Stargate, you'd have to score at least 3,664 points. Now, those are the average scores of 20 other players who played these same games. You reached your decision, did you guys?
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
Rock and Rope.
Rock and Rope. Kevin will tell us about Rock and Rope, and we'll go over and get ready to play Tron. Come on.
Well, Rich and Laura, you've chosen to put yourself in a precarious cliff-hanging situation. And believe it or not, the most you can hope to accomplish is to reach the bird at the top. And it's not going to be easy, but I know you'll try. It's like this. Stop, shoot the rope, climb the rope, pick up the golden egg for flash power, flash the monsters to stop them, pick up the feather, avoid the falling rocks, and don't move if a monster is shaking your rope. Do all this, and the bird of fortune is yours in Rock and Rope.
Okay, Richard, how do you feel about Rock and Rope?
I'm pretty good at it.
All right, good luck to you, Richard. Laurie over here. Get ready, get set, play. Rope at first, there you go. Plenty of time. Get up there. Okay. Seconds. Can you get the feather? No, no. Oh. Nope. Not gonna make it. You were so close, man. So close. But what happened when you didn't get the rope up right away and change the sequence, and so those guys had choked the flash. Well, Richard, you're a good champion. Laura, you were fun too. Glad to have had you on the show. Come back for the next Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get settled. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.